again. The thank you for being back here on time. I got my steps in. I went to try to acquire cash to make it to the to add to the coffee fund, and I had to go to the gas station next door, and then the gas station next door to it that doesn't exist anymore, and then to the hotel up the street.
Oh my gosh.
And all to find out that nobody has ATMs or they're out of order.
Oh, nice.
Well, thank you for coming back.
So I got my steps in. All right, so the next item on the agenda is discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. So there's a couple pieces of business. This is the first one that we need to, as a board, basically reauthorize every year. All the employees for the commission fill out a personnel activity report. Thank you. And it details, summarizes the number of hours that they spend in different categories each day. And Dr. Van Zant's is emailed to us so that we can see that for her time, which is just a little bit different than how the rest of the staff turns theirs in. So we have a, we need to authorize that process every year. So I have a key.
I have a piece of canned verbiage here that works very well for a motion, and I'm going to go ahead and read that, and if someone else on the board would feel so inclined to say, I so move that, that would work out well. The Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves the continued use of the current method being used for the approval of the executive director's personal activity report. The director will submit the personnel activity report via email to the entire board for their review. The report is automatically approved unless a question or concern is raised by a commission board member.
I so move that.
Thank you.
Someone else.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Robert. All right. A motion has been made and seconded. We'll do a quick roll call vote. Robert?
Yes, to that.
Oh, sorry.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And I say yes as well. Okay. The next one deals with our staff who reside on the edges of our state or working with clients who reside on the edges of our state. Typically, state staff are not allowed to leave the confines of the state of Nebraska on business without approval. And some of our clients work right on the edge and might be seeking jobs right over a river or a line of some kind, and so it's very common for our staff to travel 10, 15, 20, 30 miles over the border. So we go ahead and authorize that every year.
Mike, may I add that this also includes travel to conferences, trainings in Florida or in California or wherever the training may take them.
I'm going to reread this, but I would say that I do not believe that is true. So let me read that those approvals are given by the executive director when she approves them, gives them permission to attend such said event. Let me read what we actually have here. The Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves all employee state business travel and or out-of-state business travel within 60 miles of the border of Nebraska. Any adjoining state which relates directly to the provision of services to a client, i.e. employer visit, medical appointment, service referral, employment interview, etc. All other outstate business travel is approved if granted approval by the executive director of the agency. This motion is in effect until the next meeting of the Board of Commissioners after April 1st, 2018.
You are correct. I was thinking that you were talking in general for the approval of staff to travel. They need to fill out a form for any travel out of Nebraska, but the commissioners only approve the 60-mile.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I have a question. Do they don't have to fill out the normal form for out-of-state travel when they're just going less than 60 miles out?
Correct.
And that's because we have done this.
Correct.
Again, if one of the commissioners would feel so inclined,
I so move that.
Okay, Chad so makes that motion. And Becky seconds it. We'll do a quick roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And I say yes as well. Okay, so those two are out of the way. The last one is to, let's see here, discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's participation in the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. So, Dr. Van Zandt, will you be working with and serving, serving on the number? National Blindness Professional Certification Board again this calendar year?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Does the board have any questions about her activities in doing so and what they entail?
How many times just out of last year? I mean, this just doesn't happen very often. Like, what's the average just out
of meetings?
Yeah, for that, doing that business, yeah.
Okay. The board meets, can meet quarterly. Normally there's just one in-person meeting and others are conference calls. The in-person meeting I last few years have attended by conference call rather than traveling to the location. And the work of the board, I am sometimes asked to go to a different state to do an assessment of a facility, but in those cases I use vacation time, and the National Blindness Professional Certification Board pays my expenses.
All right, that's the rest of the story. Very good.
Does anyone else on the board have any questions?
Nope.
Okay.
I move that be accepted, or we say yes.
All right. It has been moved and seconded that we support Dr. Van Zandt's continued work with the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. Do a quick roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Okay, Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And I say yes as well. All right. And let's see here. We got back a little after. We started a little late, so 11:05. It's now 10:55, it's now 11:04, and we're to the next public comment time.
Before we go to that, could I?
Certainly.
Okay. Thank you. In previous years, you've also voted whether it's acceptable for me to be an officer on the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, or in the past, even the American Foundation for the Blind Trustee Board. I am no longer on the AFB board. I also am no longer an officer of the NCSAB, National Council of State Agencies, but as past president, I do still sit on the executive committee of NCSAB. So I just, full disclosure, want to make sure that you did know that I am still those, for the most part, it's conference calls once a month for NCSAB.
Okay.
And, of course, I go to the NCSAB conferences
right.
when possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I actually was not aware of that. So that you are right. That's why we did not bring that up for a vote, was because you were no longer an officer
yeah.
anymore. So
thank you.
Okay. The next item on the agenda was public comment period, followed by any typical final announcements. And then we were going to, we'll have a vote, but to adjourn into an executive session to handle Dr. Van Zandt's annual evaluation. At this time, if there's anyone from the public that would like to seek the floor, I'd be happy to take your name. This group's easy, okay. All right. So with that, with no one seeking the floor, I'd like just to take a quick opportunity to thank everyone for coming. You certainly are welcome to stay for Dr. Van's the executive director's annual evaluation. However, you would have to leave the room and go hang out in the lobby. But you would, if you did stay, you would come back and hear us take a single vote to continue her employment. That will, of course, appear in the minutes, so you could get that as well that way. Our next meeting is going to be, I believe, the last Saturday in July. Usually we meet in August, but the last couple of years we've decided to meet the last weekend in July. Where is that going to be?
North Platte.
North Platte. So we'll be in North Platte that weekend.
July
29th.
Okay. Do we know what hotel we'll be at yet, or what venue we'll be at?
I do. I don't have that information with me.
Okay, no problem.
The focus topic will be WIOA.
Right. And I believe the specifics are, looking at understanding the, you know, how the policies and practices of the commission are changing now that we know more about how WIOA is being implemented. And so that's the focus topic for the meeting in July. Other than that, I'd like to thank Kathy Stevens for getting everything set up today for this meeting. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
And with that, if there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion from the board to enter into executive session to handle the executive director's annual evaluation.
I move we go into executive session.
Second.
Second. Okay. Quick roll call vote. Robert.
Yes.
Chad.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
And I say yes as well. Kathy, if you could please notate the time.
The time is 11:11 a.m.
Okay. Thank you very much, and everyone, thank you for.